I'm Spencer Beckwith for KUNM. The bilingual school system of Zuni Pueblo in northwestern New Mexico has an important collection of materials printed in the Zuni language, which is a great tool, of course, for passing on that endangered tradition to younger generations. The University of New Mexico has recently made that collection more accessible to Zuni speakers and potential speakers around the country and the world. With me is Aaron Pewa, the UNM student and Zuni Pueblo member who's putting these materials online. Aaron, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Just so listeners can get an idea of what the Zuni language sounds like, could you give us a sample?
Yes. Keshi, ho Aaron Pewa Letshina, hum anno di mulabichi kwetean anagawan chale. And that translates into, hello, my name is Aaron Pewa. My clans are the Parrot Clan, and I am a child of tobacco.
Thank you very much. What kind of printed materials are we talking about?
There's books online referring to stories that have been told from the Zuni language speakers. And there's posters that have different learning tools on there, like the shapes, colors, the ways in which we speak the language using the weather or just different things like that. Some are translated, but not all. And most of these books have been written since the early 1980s, sometimes nonfiction, sometimes fiction.
What kind of role do these materials play in Zuni culture? Are some of them sacred texts? Are they important texts?
Yes, this collection is not the full collection that Zuni has, but these texts were donated by the bilingual department, and the sacred texts on there, I prefer not to translate them, and I did not put specific details on what they were, only to be respectful to the culture. But there are some children's books, posters that are on there that are translated and that can be used for educational use. And I just encourage people in the Zuni Pueblo to use it because not everyone has that direct access to those books and materials.
Of course, Zuni Pueblo members are not all living in Zuni Pueblo.
Most definitely. I've had people who are in the military, people who are forced out of the Pueblo, and people who are like me and want to pursue a higher education but have to leave the reservation. So what we have is this collection. And a cousin of mine who lives in Korea, she said she lost 17 years of the language. And when she saw the collection, she said, wow.
So she has access to relearning.
Yeah. And a lot of our family members who are out in different states, they are teaching their children. They've used it. That makes me happy.
What do you do with the texts once you've digitized them? Do you transcribe? Do you translate?
I'm mostly just digitizing. I'm getting help from the Zuni language teachers in Zuni to help translate some of the materials.
There is a strong oral tradition in the Zuni culture. What are the limitations of the oral tradition in terms of educational purposes?
Well, the oral traditional ways of speaking the language is the most important way of learning and teaching youth in Zuni. This collection is not meant to take that away. It's more to help learners understand, have visual materials, but the oral traditional stories that are told are the most sacred.
Before this collection went online, what kind of access could people have to the Zuni language?
For these books and posters, the direct access was to the bilingual department that is located on the reservation. So this bilingual department has all the books and posters that have ever been written in Zuni. And the building is only open from 8 to 5, Monday through Friday. So that was the only access that was available.
If you wanted to go online and take a look at the Zuni language, what kind of options would you have had before this was available?
Well, I tried Googling some things of how to say words or just the Zuni language itself. It's more like a history written by people who are not from Zuni and people who do not understand our language.
So this UNM resource is the only online resource for the real Zuni language?
Yes, so far.
This began in May. What has the response been like? Has it been growing?
It's definitely been growing. November has been our biggest hit of how many views there are. So in June, we started out with about 300, maybe.
For the whole month of June?
Yes. And then today, it's 1,083 views.
Today alone?
Yes.
What kind of responses are you getting from people who have been online and looked at the materials?
I've been getting a lot of positive feedback saying how much of a tool it is, how much of a resource it is to help students in Zuni, especially because they're learning the language in the schools. So when they come home with homework, they have this resource to go online and say, hey, I need a word or I need a direction on how to say this certain word or how to spell it. But then there's also negative feedback about it saying that the Zuni language should not be written down, but that's a whole nother topic.
I'm sure that's a controversy.
Yes.
Who do you think, Erin, is going to benefit most from this collection being online?
The Zuni community. This is for them. The students there to keep this language alive, to understand that they have these books and posters that they can refer to and be grateful that they have this.
Why is this such an important step forward for Zuni culture, Erin?
It is important because when you look at the Zuni language, it's isolated. It's something that only the Zuni community speaks. So without the Zuni language, there is no Zuni culture. And I will keep repeating that because the Zuni language is important to us. And it's important to us as a community to know that we have this amazing, amazing language that nobody can take away from us. And we have to just keep pushing to build on it and to teach our youth and to understand that this language is who we are.
UNM student Erin Paywa is part of an effort at UNM to preserve the traditions and history of New Mexico's Zuni Pueblo. The Zuni Language Materials Collection went online to the public in May. Details at KUNM.org. Erin, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me.
For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.